Welcome into the kitchen. While this room may seem simple by today's standards, it was once one of the busiest places in the building. My name is Elaine England, and during the years our family lived here, much of daily life centered around this very room. Back then, the sheriff's wife carried many responsibilities beyond caring for her own family. One of those duties was preparing meals not only for the household, but also for the inmates housed upstairs in the jail cells. Every breakfast, dinner, and supper was cooked right here in this kitchen and carried upstairs each day. It was hard work, especially during the cold winters and hot summers, but it was simply part of life in a small county jail. You'll notice the wood cook stove, which would have been the heart of the kitchen during those years. Before modern electric appliances became common here in the mountains, meals were prepared over wood fire heat. The stove was used for cooking, baking, and often helping warm the room during colder weather. Keeping a fire going was a daily chore all on its own. Another special feature in this room is the Hoosier cabinet. These cabinets were designed to help keep kitchens organized and efficient long before built-in cabinetry became common. Everything a homemaker needed, flour bins, drawers, work surfaces, and storage, was kept within easy reach. For many women of the time, the Hoosier cabinet was considered one of the most important pieces of furniture in the home. One of the most meaningful pieces in this room is the high chair you see here. It belonged to Junior Chastain, whose father was the last sheriff to live in this building before he was tragically killed in the line of duty. Junior spent the first years of his life here at the jail, just as several families once did. This high chair remains as a reminder that while this building served as a jail, it was also home, a place where families lived their everyday lives alongside the duties and hardships of law enforcement. As you continue through the museum, I hope you'll remember that behind these stone walls were real families, real stories, and a community that helped shape Towns County for generations.